Yo, so we back in here for another edition of F Your Mother. And this is breaking news, or to some of y'all, not so much breaking news, right? This happened about 6-8 hours ago. Orthon J. Simpson, or as many as y'all know him as O.J. Simpson, one of the greatest running backs in football history, died today. Now, they said he was battling cancer, and it's ironic because a few months ago, somebody said that he had cancer, and TMZ and everybody pulled up on him, and he said, no, that's not true. Well, looked like the juice was holding something back. But although this is a sad day, I want to address a few things. Now, YouTube, I'm not going to cuss. I'm not going to go on a full rant. So please stop obstructing my videos from going into flowing through the algorithm. I'm going to get this on my chest. Ever since he was acquitted for the 1994 murder of Nicole Simpson Brown, or Nicole Brown Simpson, however you like to say it, some people in America, namely clear folks, have been holding this grudge like he did it. Now, he was acquitted. I know there's going to be some people that say just because you was acquitted don't necessarily mean you did it. Look at Derek Chauvin, or look at, I don't know, slew full of police officers that killed black people. Well, what I will say is, that can easily be explained. They get acquitted, like George Zimmerman. Of course, the court system works in their favor. The people on the jury, they be tainted, they be biased, or they compromised, right? One of the three. For black people, you don't get off on a murder unless you didn't do it, or that the state couldn't prove that you did it. Now, while O.J. Simpson was regarded as one of the greatest running backs of all time, he wasn't that damn bright. And neither was his damn lawyer. Now, as good as Johnny Cochran was, he can't make up stuff to make a nigga not guilty. I just get that out the way. Not to mention, Ron Goldman, one of his co-workers, Michael Nigg, was killed the following year in 1995. It was a pattern. It was a few people that Ron Goldman worked with that was killed in a similar or same manner as Nicole Brown Simpson. So they were trying to pin that on O.J. Simpson. Now I know people say that, well, why did he take off running? And why did they do a high-speed chase? They didn't do a high-speed chase. O.J. Simpson literally was going 60 miles an hour. That's hardly speeding. Not only that, at the time, O.J. had to be about 46. I don't know, no 46-year-olds with a bad hip climbing over a fence, running and stabbing a man that's half his age, then running across the pool and stabbing to the point where he almost cuts his wife's head off. I would show the pictures, but YouTube would really flag my ass. So, in any event, just the theory of that just didn't make any sense. Now, I know it's going to be some hating people out there that's going to say, well, he did get charged with domestic violence a few years before she was murdered. How people make the jump from domestic dispute to first-degree homicide is beyond me. Now, it was 1994, and drugs, good cocaine, was very prevalent in America. And the cartel was relatively unknown to the average American. I'm just going to put that out there. So, it could have been a drug debt. It could have been anything. She wasn't even with OJ no more. They had been divorced. He gave her the house. He wasn't disgruntled in the least bit. He had filmed, or went on to film, a couple of Naked Gun and the 33 and the Third movies. So, I highly doubt he was holding a grudge. She wasn't washing him for that much in alimony and child support. So, all the people that's out there talking about he was mad about that, I highly doubt it. But aside from that, even if OJ did do it, now I ain't gonna say that, because he put up a book with the same title. It kind of hurts your argument when you use that shit. But I will say, Rod Goldman had defensive wounds on his knuckles, like he was punching something. You see from this picture right here, OJ didn't have a scratch or a bruise on him. So either Ron Goldman's power was zero, which I highly doubt because he was actually in martial arts. Or O.J. Simpson didn't bruise. Now, I know he was black, but he wasn't Michael Jackson black or Michael Jordan black. He was like brown. You would have saw the bruises, especially if he was hit by a man half his age. So, we can rule that theory out. Also, you got this fruit cup, Caitlyn Jenner, or my bad, Bruce Jenner, talking about good riddance. It's amazing how people turn on you when you die or when they don't need you anymore. But isn't it the same Bruce Jenner that was sitting next to O.J. Simpson? Looked pretty chummy to me, right? Now you're going to go off of that. This weirdo is known for double talking him or herself or itself. Well, he's the first transgender person that speaks against transgenders. Go figure. In any event, all I want to say is, rest in peace, OJ. Never mind that Jay-Z song, The Story of OJ. Even though you say you wasn't black, you was OJ. I ain't gonna say that's some sellout stuff. You was keeping it 100, nigga, I'm rich. I ain't like them niggas. In any event, if y'all like this episode and or tribute to OJ Simpson, you know what to do. Like, comment, and subscribe. YouTube, let's just get through the past. I ain't cuss. Not too hard. I ain't say nothing disparaging. Unless you're racist. In any event, I'm out. No.